This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Business relationships come in all varieties. They can be warm and collegial, productive for all sides, or they can be bitter, untrusting, antagonistic even. Airports and airlines, they've got that latter one. The head of the aviation trade body, IATA, it represents airlines, said not too long ago that a bleeding airport is music to his ears. That's a quote. And he accused airports of gouging airlines with fees. Well, the head of a European Airport Industry Association basically said airlines were one to talk the way they're gouging customers. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour had a look at how things got so nasty between airports and airlines.
The relationship between airlines and airports is straight out of the African savannah, if you ask Andrew Charlton, Managing Director of Aviation Advocacy.
The gazelles wake up every morning and they start running because the lions are about to chase them. And the lions wake up every morning and they start running because the gazelles are running. And that's the relationship between airlines and airports in a nutshell.
Unclear who is the gazelle and who is the lion, but the tension between airports and airlines comes down to money. Airports charge airlines fees for using them, and many airports are trying to increase those fees. David Primo is a professor at the University of Rochester.
The airports lost a significant amount of money during the pandemic. Of course, the airlines are also badly hit. The difference now is that the airlines have recovered, but the airports are still, in their mind, trying to make up for lost time.
The fees are more significant to airports than they are to airlines, says Samuel Engel, a senior vice president at ICF.
For airports, typically 60% of their revenue comes from airline charges, whereas for airlines, the airport charges represent a small portion of their total costs, typically in the neighborhood of 5 to 6%.
But still, it's a fight over a pot of money. Again, Andrew Charlton of Aviation Advocacy.
Price has been the only thing that matters for airlines, and therefore they looked at every single expense. One of those expenses is airport charges.
But however much the airports want to charge, the actual amount is usually decided or at least influenced by some kind of regulator. And Primo says that is why this nasty and long-simmering dispute is so public.
Publicly complaining can actually have some effect because ultimately these are to some degree economic decisions by the airports, but there's also an element of politics involved because many of these decisions are subject to the oversight of governments.
Experts say this long-running dispute will likely keep on running. Airports and airlines need each other. They just also apparently hate each other. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.